The first basic teaching for the parish cell system of evangelization on the theme, the seven moments of the cell. The Lord be with you. This is the first of a series of 20 basic teachings on the parish cell system of evangelization. During these teachings, we are going to deal with the seven moments of the cell meeting, the seven phases of the bomb, or the process of evangelization, and the seven purposes of the cell. For whom are these teachings intended? First of all, for those cells just established after having completed the program for a prototype or a provisional cell. Secondly, for those cells who have been meeting for quite a long time, desiring to go back to basics. Thirdly, for those cells who, according to the discernment of the leader, may be in need of reviewing some aspect of the life of the cell. And fourthly, for those cells who are newly born after multiplication and who would like to venture on solid grounds. The first thing we need to say about the meeting of the cell is this. Everything in the cell is oriented towards one goal, evangelization. We need not repeat this enough. Everything in the cell is oriented towards one goal, evangelization. Actually, at the cell meeting, there is nothing new. Prayer, praise, intercession, sharing, reflection, listening to the word of God and to notices. There is nothing new in all of this. There might be so many other groups doing all of these or some of them during their meetings. It is the same with so many recipes. There might be so many recipes that use flour, water, margarine, salt, eggs, oil, etc. But the quantity, the way they are mixed together, and the process they are baked would give a different end result. A pizza base is quite different from a cake. Therefore, what happens during the cell meeting is nothing new. That is why there is always the temptation or the tendency of reducing the cell meeting to another prayer meeting or religious discussion group or a Bible study or else a healing session. What is new and particular is the orientation. The goal intended during the process and during all the meeting. Everything in the cell must be oriented towards one goal, evangelization. The moment we lose that sight, we've had it. And the moment we lose the balance between each moment of the cell, we would be risking of losing that sight. So, everything during the cell meeting is to help us, to encourage us, and to teach us this new method and expression of evangelization. Before starting with the first moment of the cell meeting, there are five visual signs we use during the cell meeting to remind us and others the purpose for which we are gathered. Some of them we have inherited from others more experienced in the parish cell system of evangelization, and others that the Holy Spirit has enlightened us with and which we have shared with and were embraced by other cells in other countries. These are: first, a lit candle at the window. to be seen by passers-by. First of all, it is a sign that in that house something holy is happening. In fact, whenever the cell meeting meets, there is the church meeting. During the cell meeting, that particular house hosting the meeting is turned into a small little church. Secondly, if passers-by are that curious, like anybody else, they might ask for the significance of that candle in the window, and it might be an occasion for you to evangelize. Once people know the meaning of the candle, they would be reminded of the cell meeting in that house at least every time they pass by and see the lit candle. A second sign, the extra empty chair. The person in charge of preparing the chairs for the meeting is to put chairs according to the number of members plus one. That chair is prepared for the next newcomer, for our oikos, because we are all the time expecting somebody new in our cell meeting. And we should be expecting all the time somebody new. Therefore, that empty chair is for the person for whom we are praying and whom we are trying to evangelize. The third sign, a card with all the names of the members of the cell. Once a person has attended for two consecutive meetings as a guest and decides to continue to attend, then his or her name is put on the card. The card is to be placed on the table where we place the opened Bible, the holy images of Christ and his mother, the small vase with some flowers and the candle. During the last meeting of the cell, during the last moment of the cell, the leader or some appointed member is to read the names from the card, especially those absent, and prayers are offered to them. This custom would assure every member that whenever they miss a meeting or cease to frequent the cell, they would be remembered just the same in prayers. The fourth sign, the way we pray the Our Father at the conclusion of the cell meeting. We join our hands in a circle, but looking outside instead of inside at each other. This too is a characteristic of the parish cell system of evangelization. I have never seen this gesture being done anywhere before. Looking outward while holding hands in a circle would make us turn at all the world around, remembering the mandate we received from Jesus, sending us to the ends of the earth. The fifth sign, the giving of tithes once a month, an exercise to train us in the art of giving, of sharing, of self-sacrifice, of thinking of others. Evangelization is not some optional extra work for our salvation. Evangelization is in itself a sign that we are saved. It is the work we need to do as baptized, as Christians, as people called to holiness. Evangelization needs to become a lifestyle. That is why evangelization demands all that we possess, our life. The parish cell system of evangelization is an undertaking of the Holy Spirit, not ours, because He is the principal agent of evangelization. The invocation to the Holy Spirit is a crucial moment during the cell meeting. It does not have a fixed moment. We need to be conscious of His active presence and be sensitive to His promptings. And when He indicates, we invoke Him to fall afresh on us. Normally, this happens either at the end of the first moment of the cell meeting, the moment of praise, or just before we listen to the Word of God and the teaching. The Holy Spirit needs to open our lips and release our tongue to evangelize according to the words He puts on our lips. But before doing that, or else in preparation for that, He opens our lips and touches our tongue to praise God. We find it so easy to make petitions to God. Maybe sometimes we ask forgiveness, or the most we intercede for some dear one. Yet we find it so hard to praise God. Do you notice why? Because we are so self-centered. Even when we ask forgiveness, very often we do it out of pity for ourselves. And when we pray for others, we do this for their well-being and because they interest us and their suffering would make us suffer. The only or the prayer which is the most uninterested and altruistic prayer is the prayer of praise. Sometimes the most we can come is to thank God. Well, even that is tinted with a little bit of selfishness. But it is the first step towards praise. There are people who take months to start praising God. Nobody should feel forced to do that. However, it is good to encourage each other, like passing the candle from one person to another, with the one receiving the candle saying a prayer of praise, even a short one, or else to invite everyone to read some verse of a psalm, most of which are prayers of praise. It would be nice if everyone were to plunge into praises without any effort, in the most spontaneous way, maybe even with the gift of thanks. We should aim at this and ask for it to the Holy Spirit. Normally, this first moment of the cell meeting does not take more than 10 minutes. Again, because this is not a charismatic prayer meeting. Praised be the Lord Jesus Christ.